Thank you for inviting me into your very beautiful, cozy home. I can see parts of your characters, you know, all over the walls and the furnishings. It's quite a warm, inviting home.
Oh, well, thank you.
What makes it even more warm, I think, as a cat lover too, is the presence of a gorgeous feline by the name Smokey. David, can you tell me how Smokey came into your life?
It was a kind of lightning bolt moment. I just saw her and went, and she looked at me and she was just mysterious and hilarious. And so cute and tiny and just racing around and being, but not crazy, just, I just couldn't believe that she'd, like, people hadn't, like, jumped on her and, like, gobbled her up, like, that she could be waiting there for 2 weeks.
Yeah, she was, like, 2 months old, no?
Yeah, yeah, she was 2 months old. And so I started saying, so how would you go about it? And, of course, the adoption would be like, okay, right, we have a contender here. And so we went into the little room and we had a little play with her and she was skittish and absolutely adorable. And also the idea of the adoption was really important. I loved the idea, too, that there was a cat from the Lost Dog Zone. Because can talk about it later, but she really does sometimes act like a dog. It's quite extraordinary. Anyway, I sort of rang Mauricio and said, I think I'm in the process of adopting a kitten. And he went, oh, yes.
Now, I find that, you know, speaking to many people who have adopted a cat or a dog, they can talk for hours.
Oh, my God.
About cats. And it comes obviously freely to you as well. What would you say having a cat in your home has brought to you personally and to your relationship?
Well, I think it's been great for our relationship, actually.
Yes, I mean, it's a matter of companionship. It's to care about someone, you know, in this way. It's very special, you know, to look after her. And when I'm not here, you know, if I have to be away for months, and we discovered this FaceTime thing.
That, oh, right.
That she likes it.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's so strange.
Yeah. Like, really?
Yeah, she jumps. Really weird. Like, she goes away from the computer.
You open Skype, she doesn't like it. I don't know if it's the sound of it, but with FaceTime, she's fine. It's so strange.
Yeah, or David sends me some videos of her, you know.
It's definite joy. I mean, we have there's a little mini faux Persian rug that we have there, and that's her reception mat, because pretty much when we'll come home, she will walk through, she's been out, she'll go in the head, walk ahead of us, and pretty much do a full belly roll onto the reception mat because she wants to have her belly rub. Again, this kind of dog-like, I've never known a cat to love their belly rub so much.
Well, I think at this point, is it all right if you take me around your home
and
maybe tell me a little bit about where...
You can start upstairs, actually.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mess.
But it's a workroom, that's the point. Careful of the stairs, they're treacherous.
So it's a bit of a loft-style living arrangement you've got
very
here.
Amsterdam.
They are. They're very narrow, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So that's my workroom. So
we're on the rooftop level.
Yeah. So normally she gets some naps, you know, over there, and some couch, some spaces. So
there's a nice Ottoman-style seating arrangement there.
She loves to be also around the stairs, you know, the ladder, so she can have a vision of what's going on downstairs as well.
It's perfect, actually. This is a perfect cat space,
I think, because
it's cozy, and then you've got this terrific vantage point of the rest of the home, the kitchen, where David is currently at the moment. All right, well, I've heard quite a bit about Smokey.
Sorry.
Let's go find her. No, don't apologise. Let's find her.
She's done full photo shoot on the blue chair. She's positioned herself in one of her favourite spots, which is my chair where I work.
Oh,
she has. Look at her.
She loves it. That's
is
why
she's been asleep for a while.
But I don't know, I think it's, she like, I'm finding when she nestles herself into things, she likes to have a bit of back support. It's like she likes to be a bit protected and she likes comfort. Literally, as she is, lounge all the way across where my bum would usually be. Sometimes she just won't move and you go to move her and she gets a bit bitey. Not vicious, but just like, do not disturb me now. Or I'll put her up onto the bunk there and she'll settle in there if I really need to work. Or sometimes I get another chair because it's just easier.
Well, I thank you, both of you, for opening your hearts and homes to Smokey, but also to us today. It's been fabulous meeting you and getting an insight into your adoption experience.
Oh, thanks for coming. We're always happy to talk about Smokey, clearly. We talk about her so much amongst us. I was like, had you noticed that about her? It's so common. And we always talk with our friends. Yeah. In fact, our friend Lizzie actually then adopted a cat because of Smokey.
Hooray!
So, like, she'd been wanting it for ages, and then her husband, Kieran, met Smokey and was like, oh, it's so adorable. And then, like, the next week she said, I've got a cat. So Smokey has gone on to inspire others already. So, yeah, she's pretty gorgeous.